Hey, welcome to this beginner lesson on loose percussion placement for drum and bass in Ableton Live. I'm excited you're here. By the end of this audio lesson, you'll have the tools to make percussion grooves that breathe and roll. Think classic jungle and DNB swing, not robotic, stiff drum loops. We'll work at roughly 170 to 175 BPM and I'll walk you through MIDI and audio techniques, device chains, timing and velocity tricks, and quick arrangement ideas so you can toggle between tight and loose feels. First, what I mean by loose percussion. It's all about small, intentional timing offsets, velocity variants, layered hits, and subtle swing. These are micro adjustments, think 5 to 20 milliseconds, that create momentum and groove without sounding sloppy. Keep the kick and main snare anchored, and make the surrounding layers breathe. What you're going to build in this lesson is a one-bar rolling DNB percussion loop you can use as a building block. It will include a punchy kick and snare, loose hi-hats and cymbals with micro-timing offsets, ghost percussion like shakers or congas with randomized velocity, a small drum bus chain for glue and saturation, and a reverb/delay return setup for space. You'll also be able to flip between tighter and looser percussion for arrangement contrast. Quick setup. Use Ableton Live Intro, Standard, or Suite. Stock devices are enough. Drum rack, simpler, glue compressor, saturator or drum bus, EQ8, utility, reverb, ping pong delay, the MIDI velocity and random devices, and the groove pool. Set your tempo to 174 BPM to start. Now let's walk through it step by step. Step 1. Project and tracks. Create a MIDI track and name it drum rack. Create two audio returns, one for reverb and one for delay. Put the reverb and ping pong delay devices on those returns, and leave the send knobs at zero for now. Step 2. Build a basic kit. Drop a drum rack onto your track. Load a punchy kick on C1, a snare on D1, a closed hi-hat on F-sharp 1, an open hat on A-sharp 1, and a shaker or conga on E1. For DNB and jungle vibes, pick a tight low kick and a snappy mid-high snare with some room. Keep one break loop handy for layering later. Step 3. Make a starting MIDI clip. Create a one-bar MIDI clip. Put the kick on beat 1 and add a ghost or half kick on the end of 2. That little offbeat ghost is classic DNB motion. Place snares on 2 and 4 for a halftime feel or experiment with break-style snare placements if you have a sliced break. Add hi-hats on 16th HS or 32nd ES. Don't stress tightness yet. That comes next. Step 4. Basic humanization with MIDI devices. Put the MIDI random device before your drum rack. For our purposes, use low chance values and tiny settings so you get subtle variation. Then add the velocity device after random. Map out low to about 60 and out high around 110 to create a good human range, and use the scale or range mode to compress incoming velocities into that band. These two devices are fast wins for life in your loop. Step 5. Micro timing, the core of looseness. You have two main approaches. Option is clip-level manual offsets, which gives the most control. Set your clip grid to 1/16 or 1/32, select individual hat notes, and nudge them off-grid by using the arrow keys or dragging. Aim for roughly 5 to 25 milliseconds of offset. Practically, push some hats back 10 to 20 ms so they sit behind the beat, and pull others slightly ahead by 5 to 12 ms to create shuffle. Option B is the groove pool. Open the groove pool. Try Ableton Swing Grooves or extract a groove from a short break loop. Apply the groove to your clip and dial timing between 30 and 70, and random between about 7 and 20 to taste. Then quantize to that groove if you want a permanent effect. If you're working with audio percussion instead of MIDI, use transient warping. Turn warp on, place transient markers, and nudge them left or right by 5 to 20 ms. Leaving one or two shakers delayed relative to the grid can give great life. Step 6. Layering and velocity groups. Layer two hat samples, one bright and one darker, and use velocity zones so different velocities trigger different layers. You can put samples on separate drum rack pads and use a simple velocity mapping or use simpler for dynamic control. Add very low velocity ghost shakers on off beats for texture. Step 7. Drum bus and processing. Route drum rack to a drum bus or group and keep processing subtle. High pass hats and shakers around 120 to 160 Hz with EQ8. Use glue compressor with a gentle 2:1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 ms, release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This glues without killing dynamics. Add saturator or drum bus for bite. A couple of dB of drive and soft clipping works well. Use utility to widen hats a little and keep kick and big snare centered. Step 8. space and movement. Send small percussion elements to the reverb return. Keep the reverb small and dark. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High cut at 4 to 8 kHz. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 ms. Use ping pong delay on occasional hits at low wet amounts for movement. Automating send mounts is a powerful way to make loose parts bloom before fills and drops. Step 9. Arrangement ideas. Make percussion looser in intros and breakdowns by increasing groove randomness and hat offsets, and tighten everything up on the drop to make the impact sharper. Use contrast, alternating locked and loose bars, to keep the listener engaged. Before you try this yourself, a quick word on common mistakes. Don't overdelay everything. If the whole kit is off-grid, the groove loses its pulse. Avoid excessive randomization on timing or velocity. Subtlety wins. Don't slather high-frequency percussion with long reverb. That kills transients and muddies the mix. And remember to low-pass or high-pass your reverb and delay returns to protect the low mids. A few extra coach notes. Think in layers. Treat your kick and main snare or break as the anchor, and push or pull only the surrounding layers. Use your ears. 5 to 20 ms is a guideline, not a rule. This audio version is shortened for playback.